and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, prospective bidders will submit RFPs for the 2.5 gigawatt Facility E independent water and power producer project in Qatar by 30th of April, after the deadline date was postponed several times. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Electricity Generating Public Company Limited has informed the Thai Stock Exchange that its Green Wing Energy subsidiary has entered into a share purchase agreement to acquire a 25% ownership interest in Yunlin Holding. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group has issued a revision of its policies on lending on coal projects. Colombia's National Infrastructure Agency is planning the 268-kilometre Pasto-Papayan highway project as part of the second wave of 5G concessions in the country. And UPC and AC Renewables Australia has proposed a 400-megawatt solar farm for New South Wales' first pilot renewable energy zone. Over in the commodity finance industry, our headline news offering: a few months after the launch of Squire Patton Boggs Shipping and Commodities Group, headed up by partners Jessica Kenworthy and Barry Simpson, TXF caught up with the pair in Singapore to talk about the opportunities and obstacles in establishing the law firm in new markets amid a turbulent time for the global commodities industry. On our third-party news track service in the commodity world, Business Development Canada and Export Development Canada are to make available additional financial capacity to help support the country's oil and gas sector during the COVID-19 pandemic. Vancouver-based South American-focused gold developer Orosa Mining has announced that Ignacio Salazar will be stepping down from his current role as CEO and leaving the company on the 17th of July 2020. And the Arab Petroleum Investment Corporation has announced that its General Assembly has ratified a landmark increase in callable capital to $8.5 billion, as well as a significant hike in authorised and subscribed capital. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Dutch Development Bank FMO has closed a five-year loan with Georgian microfinance institution Credo Bank. David Gustin, who runs Global Business Intelligence, a research and advisory practice focused on payments, trade finance, trade credit and working capital, examines the role of government within the supply chain finance market amid the coronavirus crisis. And Credit Bank of Moscow has signed a one-year syndicated loan agreement of up to $350 million. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.